弟兄姊妹平安。
Greetings to our youth.
今天我们继续交通约翰福音第二章头一件神迹的启示的光照。
Today we're going to continue the sharing of the first miraculous sign, to show the illumination.
耶稣所行的头一件神迹显出他的荣耀来。
The first sign that Jesus did showed his glory.
上次我们只交通了第三节到第五节，那我们今天简单有一点回顾。
We're going to recall a little bit.
在迦拿的婚宴酒用尽了，玛利亚她在寻求耶稣，说耶稣，盼望耶稣能够显出他的作为来。
At the wedding festival at the Cana of Galilee, wine was out, so Mary, the mother of Jesus, wanted Jesus to do something.
但是主回答玛利亚，他不是在那里责备玛利亚，他反而是给他一个启示。
But Jesus replied his mother, he was not blaming her, instead he was showing his revelation.
酒用尽了这样一件事情，在你是意味着什么？在我又意味着什么？
Wine was out, what did it mean to you, and what did it mean to Jesus?
玛利亚她领受了主的启示，她就听见主还告诉她说，我的时候还没有到。
Mary took the revelation from Jesus and she realized that Jesus said his time has not yet come.
因为神的儿子还没有得到荣耀，等神的儿子得到了荣耀，死里复活的主，他要做我们一切的供应。
When the Son has got all the grace, he will become our supplier.
但是现在时候还没有到的时候，宴席上面有这样一个紧迫的短缺，所以主要先把一个兆头给我们。
However, his time has not come yet, and there was an urgent need here, and Jesus would need to show his sign to us.
在我们服事里面有一个最大的挑战，就是要分辨说究竟是主要做还是我自己想做。
There's a challenge that we face when we serve Lord. Is that wanted by Lord for us to do, or it is just us that we want to do?
紧迫的需求摆在那里。
There's an urgent need here.
必须要做，但是怎样来做是我们要面对的。
It has to be done, but how do we get it done?
玛利亚她有一个心，我们记得在路加福音第一章她说，我是主的使女，情愿照主的话成就在我的身上。
So Mary has a heart and she said to Lord, I am your servant, I hope your words will be fulfilled in me.
所以这玛利亚就是这样的人，她也真实的这样经历了。
And that is Mary and her experience.
所以当她对仆人说话的时候，他说他告诉你们什么你们就做什么。
So Mary told all the servants, whatever he told you, just follow.
他叫仆人们来听耶稣怎样说话。
She told all the servants to come and listen to Jesus.
上次我们说这就是一个带领。
This is leadership.
虽然是有人管宴席，但是是玛利亚在带领。
Even though there are managers at the wedding, but Mary was in charge.
玛利亚她不是以自己是耶稣的母亲这样的一个身份她来自居。
She was not really playing the role of being Jesus' mother.
所以说有一种，我们想有一种带领，可能如果她以耶稣母亲的身份是要耶稣来听她的话。
She could lead us being Jesus' mother.
或者说也许我们不敢那么说，至少仆人们应该听我的话。
Or at least she could have thought that all the serving people should really listen to her.
但是玛利亚她是主的使女，她要众仆人能够听见耶稣说话。
But Mary is the servant, and she really wanted all the servants to get what Jesus said.
所以这个，今天我们说到教会的治理，我们主日学也在分享这一点。
And this is what we have been trying to study today at our fellowship.
那今天是谁在治理神的家？
So who is really managing the house of the Lord?
感谢主，我们听见李弟兄分享，在我们主日学，我们是同感一灵，这是我要交通的。
And thank Lord, we feel the same Holy Spirit today at the fellowship.
在希伯来书三章第六节，但基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，就是他的家了。
Give me one second.
希伯来书第三章第六节。
三章六节哈。
对。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 6, But Christ is faced with the Son over God's house, and we are his house, if indeed we hold firmly to our confidence and the hope in which we glory.
好，那这个这里所讲的是什么？就是教会的实际。在我们今天来说，教会的实际就是谁在治理神的家。
So we're really talking about the reality at church, the, who is managing the house of the Lord.
我想这个也许对弟兄姊妹来说觉得太高了。那如果用我们通俗的话说，就教会的事情是如何决定的？
In another word, how the decision making was made at church.
这是一个复习，那我们今天继续往下看。
We're going to study and discuss more today.
有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。
So there were six jars over there. Each would hold like 20 to 30 gallons of water.
约翰有告诉我们，这是犹太人洁净的规矩。他们在进入宴席之前，他们需要自洁。
So John mentioned this is the routine of the Jews that they would cleanse their hands before they entered the fast.
我们知道说这样就需要用很多的水。我们可以想象说，这些缸里的水大概都已经用完了。
So that would be in need of a lot of water, and we could imagine that they were really out of the water in the jars.
那现在就是因着玛利亚的带领，服事的仆人就听见了耶稣的话。Now
the servants got what Jesus said based on Mary's instructions.
说把缸倒满了水。Fill
the jars with water.
今天我们继续看，如果我们说这个宴席，我们说它代表神家的聚集。If
we say the wedding feast is like the congregation or gathering at church in the house of the Lord.
酒用尽了，好像是代表我们的缺乏。When
we were out of wine, it looks like we have a lot of deficiency.
那当我们的主说把缸倒满了水，这个代表着什么？
When Jesus said, fill the jars with water, what that implied to us?
这个就是我今天要交通的主题。This
is what I want to fellowship today.
我们的主说，把缸倒满了水。Our
Lord says, fill the jars with water.
不知道弟兄姊妹会不会心里有感觉，这里所说的乃是我们的侍奉。Do
we feel this is really talking about our serving?
为什么我们会这样讲? 我们来思想说, 他们这些仆人，他们是不是只在婚宴的那一天做倒水的工作？
Let's think this way. Do all the servants do their job only on the wedding day?
当然不是。
Of course not.
这一点是很重要的，因为他们日常的工作很大的一部分就是在倒水。
It's important to know that this is their daily routines.
所以他们平常的日子一样是有洁净的需要。
They have the daily needs to cleanse their hands, so they do fill the jars with water often.
就像我们不是说只有到了特会我们才有侍奉，我们平时的日子，我们每一天有每一天的侍奉，我们每一周有每一周的侍奉。It's
the same thing that we do not only do the serving at a great gathering with great speakers, we do the routines on our daily basis.
所以仆人的工作就是侍奉。那在婚宴的那幅图画里面，他们所做的是在倒水。So
the job of the servants is to serve, and on the wedding day, that was what they did.
但是他们以往是天天要倒水。那这个婚宴的日子其实已经倒过水了，然后这个水也已经用完了。那干什么？为什么又要来倒水？So
they already fill the jars with their routine that they fill the jars with water, but today might be a little bit different.
我们要问说，他们这个倒水跟他们以往的倒水有什么不一样，或者跟这个婚宴开始之前他们倒水有什么不一样？So
what's the real big difference of feeding the jar today at the wedding versus what they have been doing before on a daily basis?
所不一样的就是他们现在面对一个婚宴的危机。There's
an urgent need here at the wedding.
所不一样的就是这一刻是主耶稣叫他们倒这个水。
And today's instruction was from Jesus to fill the jars with water.
但是我们听见主说把缸倒满了水。So
we heard Jesus say, fill the jars.
难道我们是靠这个倒水来就能够挽救婚宴的危机吗?
So if we just fill the jars with water, can we resolve the urgency need here?
所以我想我们心里不仅都会这样问，就是好像我们每天做的事情，那如果我来再做一次，难道我们的问题就解决了吗？
So can we ask ourselves this question? If we just do what we do every day, can we resolve the problem?
今天早上我们主日学也在谈一个问题，说枯燥，就是我们的弟兄说传福音的时候，那个出租车司机会很好奇说你们来教会做什么？他说我们来唱诗歌，我们读神的话语。然后每次这样，出租车司机就会有一个反应，他说这样是不是岂不是很 boring, 很枯燥？
Yeah, we had a fellowship today this morning. That one brother mentioned that she took taxi to his church every Sunday. With the same taxi driver. So the taxi driver asked us, do you go to church every week and do the same thing? Read Bible, worship, sing the songs. That sounds boring.
在那个出租车司机的想象中，你们每次都是做一样的事，这怎么会吸引人呢？
So in the eyes of the taxi driver, when you do the things repetitively every week,
我们知道说真正吸引人的是神的荣耀。我们为什么会聚在一起？因为我们心里面对神的荣耀有一个渴慕。
So the attraction is from the Lord Himself that we come together and worship Him.
感谢神，如果带领的能够寻求主来说话，如果服侍的人愿意有信心来顺服。
So whoever leads the gathering would use the Christ words to lead, and whoever serve would follow what Jesus wants us to do.
主耶稣可以在他们倒水的侍奉里来显出荣耀。
So Jesus can perform the transformation in the process of filling the jars with water.
我们要感谢赞美主，他们在这一次的倒水就成为神显出荣耀的器皿。
And we praise Lord that from this story it showed the God's glory.
我们也会说，如果我们暂时我们不敢说我每天都听见主跟我说话，所以我们要诚实的说，我们常常是没有听见的。
And it is true we may not really heard the words from Lord every day.
那如果没有听见，是不是我们就坐着等？
If we don't really get the words from Lord, do we just sit there and wait?
那坐着等当然是不实际的，我们是要有平衡。
It's not practical to sit there and wait, we should keep a balance.
我们日常的侍奉还是要进行，还是要安排的。
We still should move on with our whatever needs to be done.
就是在最低的光景里面还是需要倒水的。
We still need to fill the water into the jars.
到有一天我们到了最高的光景还是需要倒水的。
At another circumstance, we still need to fill the water into the jars.
所以这些侍奉是必不可少的，要不然婚宴也开不成。
It's something we need to get down, otherwise the wedding would not be there.
那谁来倒水，什么时候倒水，这些安排都很重要的。
So who's going to fill the jars and when to fill the jars? It needs a plan.
所以这些就需要我们有交通有安排。
So we need fellowship and coordination.
但是我们在一起，我们同工的聚会、交通的聚会，目的不仅仅是在安排。
And the purpose of fellowship between among co-workers are not just to plan for things.
我们还有一个最重要的目的，盼望神儿子说话的时候能够被我们听见。
The ultimate goal is for Jesus to talk to us and get heard.
我们有一个机会让神的儿子用他的话来治理他的家。
We do want Jesus to come in and manage the house of the Lord.
我们知道教会里总是充满了需要安排的事情。
We know that churches are so many things just like our house.
倒水所代表的就是其中的一种，就是说它的正当性永远是无可置疑的，它的必要性也是无可置疑的。
To refill the jars is just one perfect example that we see the needs, that the continuous needs.
但是有的时候就会带来一个误区，如果我们觉得说这些都无可置疑的话，那所剩下来的是我们要做的是什么呢？就是把它安排好。
Sometimes there's a misunderstanding, is this all we need to do? Do we just plan for it? Pick it right.
我们觉得就是说，如果一件事情是必须做的，那剩下来的就是把它安排好，这就是主要我们做的，这是我们的误区。
So sometimes we think if something needs to be done, we just plan for that, and that there could be some disconnect and misunderstanding.
我们也会彼此误会，有的时候提出一件事情，可能有的弟兄觉得还需要一些的交通，那我们会有时候会误会。
There could also be some miscommunications among co-workers.
难道你是说我们不需要倒水吗？难道我倒水会有错吗？
Some people may question, do I need to fill the jars? Or what went wrong if I just fill the jars?
我想我们会有误会，就是因为我们把它当成一个对与错的问题。
The misunderstanding could really come, we try to say, is this the right thing or wrong thing to do?
倒水绝对是需要的，绝对是没错的。
Refilling with water is absolutely something we do need to do.
但交通的目的其实是为了说我们怎样能够让神的荣耀能够显现出来。
But the fellowship and coordination is really to give Lord get the opportunity to be glorified.
所以如果我们自己安排的时候，因为它是必要，因为它正当，所以在我们的里面不免就是会得到一点的安全感。
So when we plan things on our own, thinking it's something I just need to get down, we probably can just get the sense of security.
我想我们侍奉很，虽然说我们说很有胆量，其实我们每个人心中，包括我自己，其实都是很胆小的。那我的侍奉稍微被别人否定一下，稍微有点拦阻，我就会很灰心的。
I think for most of us, whenever we serve, we still have fear because we don't want other people to judge if I did something wrong.
所以我们可能需要找到一点安全感来保护我们自己。
So we want to find certain security to protect us.
但是问题是说我们希望更多的依赖这种的安全性和正当性的安全感，还是我们愿意来依靠主向我们说话。
So the whole point is when we serve, do we just look for security or justification versus if we should really get the justification from Lord?
可能侍奉还是一样，倒水还是一样，都是必须做的事，但是我们心里的感觉会有不一样。
It looks like when we serve, we're doing the same thing, just to refilling the water. However, essentially, it could be different.
上个月徐牧师在我们当中分享雅各的故事。
Last month, Pastor Xu shared the story of Jacob.
那是说到亚伯渡口，他与神摔跤。
He revisited the story of Jacob wrestling with Lord.
那个时候他输了，好像就是赢了。他如果赢了，他就是输了。
Well, he lost, but indeed he won. If he thought he won, actually he lost.
那里好像是雅各生命一个最大的转折。
That was the major turning point in Jacob's life.
接下来就是约瑟的故事了。似乎渐渐的雅各就不再是那个主角了，因为整个的故事都是围绕着约瑟。
Then the story really shifted to Joseph, his son.
当然，约瑟后来所发生的事情，就是全地都有大迦南有大的饥荒，全地有饥荒，唯有埃及。约瑟做了宰相，在他那里粮食丰富。
So we knew the story that there was famine all over the earth, but only in Egypt there were abundance of food.
所以约瑟派人来接雅各。
So Joseph sent people to take Jacob over.
我读一节圣经，就是雅各他心里的反应。
I can read a verse what Jacob was thinking.
在出埃及记46章，你就按意思讲一下就好了。
Okay. So Genesis 46, chapter 46.
雅各说，罢了罢了，我的儿子约瑟还在，趁我未死以先，我要去见他一面。
So basically in Jesus, Jacob was thinking, I'm still alive, I do want to go visit Jacob, my son. Joseph, my son.
所以从雅各的角度来说，这是他最爱的那一个给他穿彩衣的儿子，已经有许多的年以为他死了，但是现在听见他还活着。
So think about from the eyes of the father, Joseph is favorite son, and at this old age, he learned his son is still alive.
从人的角度说，我们知道我们能够体会这种感觉，这个叫至亲至爱。
From the eyes of the flesh, we can tell that might be the deepest love from the blood.
然后从最低的需要，他不去就要饿死，非常简单。
Well, the basic needs, if he doesn't go, he would die because of the famine.
所以不管从最低的角度来讲还是最高的角度来讲，雅各没有任何的理由来犹豫说还需要讨论去还是不去的问题吗？
So regardless of what reasons Jacob would use from the earth, there would be no reason that he would choose not to go.
然后圣经告诉我们说这时候他的名字已经是以色列了。
Bible says at this moment his name has already been changed to Israel.
他说以色列带着一切所有的起身来到别示巴，就献祭给他父亲以撒的神。
So the Bible said Jacob really took everything he had and came to Beersheba.
Yeah,
Beersheba.
这里他说一切的所有就包括什么呢？包括他的所有的牲畜，他所有的财宝，还有他的子子孙孙。
So Jacob took everything, including the animals, assets, properties, and his whole big family.
他已经拔营起寨了，带着一切所有，也来到了迦南的边界。
He truly took everything with him.
所以，但是在这里，他做了一件事情，是我们没有想到的。
But he did one thing that we would not really expect to see.
所以，当他到了别示巴，雅各就筑坛求问神。
When he arrived at Beersheba, Jacob set up an altar and he asked.
所以他要筑坛问神什么呢？
He tried to ask question to Lord.
他到了这个时候他还要来问一问说，主啊，我下埃及去到底是应该还是不应该？
At this moment he was already on the way to Egypt. He's paused and he asked Lord the question.
也许不应该，我们是把话放在雅各的嘴里，这里不是一个对错的问题，说我下埃及是对还是错，而是说他觉得在他的心中神实在是他的神，他要下去的时候他要寻求神的面。
So this question is not about being right or wrong, if he did the right thing or not, it was really to seek the Lord's guidance.
感谢赞美神，这个其实是雅各生命当中一个最高峰。
And praise the Lord, this is really the greatest reflection in Jacob's life.
我们知道说亚伯拉罕我们都很熟悉，亚伯拉罕最著名的故事他献以撒。
We all know the well-known story Abraham offered his son.
我们都知道那个信心的亚伯拉罕对神的信心，他信神，神就以他为他的义。
We all know the great faith from Abraham and his justification.
在雅各的身上，好像我们说雅各也许没有一件这么著名的事，让我们知道说雅各生命当中好像有一件能够和亚伯拉罕来媲美的事。
It looks like in Jacob's life, he did not really have anything that he should really so proud of, like comparing with Abraham.
但实在在别示巴筑坛的时候，我们能够看得到。
But really at the Beersheba, when he set up the altar, we have seen the change.
我们今天一个人搬家也不容易，我们常常说如果你没有结婚很容易，今天你不要在 Kansas City 了，明天我就飞到东岸去西岸去找个工作，我很容易。
So moving is not it's not an easy job. Think about if you need to move your house.
这不是一个轻易的决定，他要他的子子孙孙所有的一切都要带着。
So it was not an easy decision, let alone that he needed to consider for the whole big family.
而且不仅是他渴望见到约瑟，而且不去他会饿死。
And yeah, he wanted to go see Joseph his son, and if he chose not to go, and the whole family could be dead.
如果你是雅各的话，或者我是雅各，心里会不会害怕说，如果神说别去怎么办？
So if you were Jacob, if you got the word from Lord, say, do not go, what would you think?
神会不会跟我讲不要去？
Do you think God could have told you not to go?
那我们觉得不必问，神不会这么残忍的。
And we thought, Lord, you're not going to say that to me.
这是我们的一个思路，但这不是雅各的思路。
This is how we would think, but it was not how Jacob was thinking.
我们知道那样想是很正常的，我们每个人都会那样想，但是雅各他所经历的就是一生牧养带领他的神，最后做成的那样一个工作。
So it's understandable if we think that way, all of us do that, but what really Jacob showed us how he changed to look for what God wanted to say to him.
不管这件事情多么正当, 不管这件事我有多么想做, 在我的心里, 我还是要来问一问神。
Regardless of how much justification we have in our decision making, we still want to ask the Lord.
所以在这里说雅各他有一个盼望, 他的盼望就是当我寻求神的时候, 神能向我说话。
So there's a hope here from Jacob that he wanted to get how God wanted to speak to him when he seeks.
雅各他也有一个胆量, 这个胆量就是在那样的情形下面, 他敢把他的主权来交给神。
And Jacob really had the courage to put everything down to the Lord's feet to get his guidance.
这个是雅各的胆量。
This is his courage.
今天我们想象胆量，比如今天开车遇到一个黄灯，然后我有胆量，我觉得那辆车还没过来，我就赶快开过去。我们觉得说这是一个胆量。
So when we think about courage, we might think when I see the yellow light at the traffic lights, I may have the courage and there and guts to go.
那用我们理解的话说，就是我觉得我可以承担那个危险。
It's like I can take the consequence or I can handle and manage the situation.
但是感谢神在雅各的身上，我们能够看见那个可夸，那个胆量是可夸的。
But in Jacob, the courage we see is different, and that is saying that be proud of.
Boast. 所以因着他这样的寻求，神必定不让他落在一个犹疑不定的里面，没有让他说话。
Because how Jacob seek this way, Lord is not going to leave him in a situation without showing him a clear message.
所以神在异象中对以色列说：“雅各，雅各。”他说：“我在这里。”So. 神在异象中对。So
Lord said to Jacob in the vision, saying, "Jacob, I'm here."
Jacob said, "I'm here."
Jacob said, "I'm here, Lord."
他说：“神说我是神，就是你父亲的神。你下埃及去，不要害怕。”
I am your father's Lord. Just go for Egypt without fear.
因为我必使你在那里成为大族。
I'm going to make you a big nation there.
我要和你同下埃及去，也必定要带你上来。
I will go over with you, and I will take you back.
这是神给雅各的应许。This
is the promise God gave to Jacob.
虽然亚伯拉罕下埃及是出错了。
Even though Abraham went to Egypt, that was wrong.
以撒下埃及也出错了。Esau
went to Egypt was wrong either.
当时都有事情发生。Things
happened.
差一点神的旨意就被打岔了。And
almost God's plan was interrupted.
但是在雅各的身上，这件事情是美的，不仅是对的，它是美的。But
in Jacob, the thing was fulfilled, and it was beautiful.
这是我们神在雅各身上做成的工作。
This was God's work on Jacob.
所以当然我们不是说跟亚伯拉罕比说还要谁更高超，但是神做的工作在每一个寻求他的人身上都是做成一个极美的工作。So
it was not a comparison of whose story was better or beautiful. It was the God's different plan on different people.
今天我再提一点，就是到了约翰福音的末了。
At the end of the book, John, I want to mention another story.
这是我们知道约翰福音里面有八个神迹。我们前面交通的第一个神迹是在迦拿，婚宴上面水变为酒。So
we share the first miraculous sign out of the eight miracles.
那这已经到了约翰福音的末了二十一章。So
this is John chapter 21st.
这是我们的主已经复活得着了荣耀，他第三次向他的门徒来显现说话。So
in this chapter, Jesus already came back to life, and this was the third time he appeared to his disciples.
因为时间的关系，我不读整个这几节了，我相信大家都很熟悉的。And
we're not going to read the verses because of the time constraint.
我们主复活几十天里面，这彼得又要去打鱼了，而且有人也跟着他。
So we know that Peter was going to go out for fishing, and his disciples would go with him.
然后和以前同样的事又发生了，那一夜并没有打着什么。
However, they did not really catch a lot of fish that night.
然后我们的主来向他们显现说话。
Then Lord appeared to them and said,
主说的话是什么呢？把网撒在船的右边。
Cast your nets on the right side of the boat.
当然我们前面跳过了两节，还是需要提一下，天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。
Yeah, the timing was about the dawn that Jesus was on the shore, and all the disciples did not really knew that was Jesus.
他们在船上，耶稣在岸上，所以他们不知道是耶稣在跟他们说话。
They were in the boat and Jesus was on the shore, so they would not know that was Jesus talking to them.
耶稣问他们有没有吃的，他们说没有。
Jesus asked, "Do you have food?" They said, "No."
然后才是耶稣的话，把网撒在船的右边。
Then Jesus cast your net to the right side of your boat, you will get fish.
所以这个其实也是我们在侍奉当中最宝贵的经历，可以经历到主来向我们说话。
This is also such precious experience we like to have that we always wanted Lord to speak to us as we serve.
有时候我们觉得说，如果主不说话，难道我就不知道会把网撒在右边吗？
We may ask the question, well, even if Lord did not want to talk to me, did I know that I should cast my net to the right side of the boat?
反正我总是左边也要撒，撒了没有，那我自然就会撒右边。
Or you would know, I would try the left side and then the right side until I get things right.
所以就是说，如果你从一个第三者来看，如果远远的看船上这些人，他们只不过就是左边来两下，右边来两下。
So if you just look at these people, they would just randomly cast their nets either on the right side or the left side.
那这个旁观的人他不知道背后的原因是在哪里。
And the onlooker would have no clue what the true reason was about.
很多时候我们撒在右边只不过就是因为我们对左边失望够了，所以我们就换一边。
Many times we tried the other side because we were so disappointed on the first side.
如果等到我们对那边也失望够了，我们就会又回到左边。
And we would come back to the prior direction when we become disappointed at the other approach.
但是这次不一样，这次有主向他们说话。
The difference this time is the Lord was talking to them.
把网撒在船的右边，就必得着。
Cast your nets on the right side of the boat, and you will get fish.
所以这个就是。向我们提出一个问题，我们看起来我们每个人都在侍奉，我们每个人侍奉也有我们每个人侍奉的日常或者 routine， 我们每个人侍奉都有我们的 routine，
yeah, so
或者模式。
Yeah, every one of us when we serve we have our own routine。
我们团体在一起侍奉的时候，我们也有团体的日常和模式。
And when we serve as congregation or crew or team we have our own pattern as well。
但是什么时候需要改变，怎样的改变，我们需要等候主说话。
But when do we need a change? We do need the Lord to speak to us first.
如果我们靠着自己的经验的尝试，那也许我们的人生真的太短了，我们没有那么多的代价来付。
If we just listen to our own thoughts, we may not have many good experiences to make things better.
但是在主说话的时候，这个耶稣所爱的门徒，我们知道就是约翰，他认出来了，他对彼得说是主。
So Jesus said to the disciple that he loved, and Peter said, "Yes, Lord."
虽然我们不知道船离岸是不是有多远，200尺，那在那个看人好像看不清，但是约翰他认出来了是主，他也把他告诉彼得。
Even though Jesus was not in the boat, like he was on the shore, and it was not clearly, it could not clearly be seen, but John could tell that was the Lord.
最后一件事是到那，等到最后的时候，12节，门徒中没有一个敢问他你是谁， 因为知道是主。
The last verse say all the disciples, none of them could dare to ask, who are you? Because they all knew that was the Lord.
所以一开始门徒当中一个人也不知道，包括约翰。
So in the very beginning, none of them knew that it was Lord.
但是等约翰认出来了，他告诉彼得。
Till John recognized him, he told Peter.
当彼得听见的时候，其他一切事情都不重要了，他就赤着身子跳到水里，他要来印证这件事。
And when Peter heard this, he just jumped into the water.
他不是说只是因为这个话是约翰说的，约翰你是逐出来的门徒，你说什么我就听什么。
It was not because it was said by John. He wanted to verify it.
但是听见是主，可以叫彼得跳在水里。
But when he heard it was the Lord, that could make Peter to jump into the water.
所以后来他也知道了。后来彼得也就知道了，真的是主。
And then Peter finally figured out it was the Lord.
最后所有的门徒他们都知道了。
And they all figured out it was the Lord.
所以如果我们在交通的时候，如果有这样的时刻，那是最美的。
So when we have our fellowship among our co-workers, if we could have that moment, that would be the best moment.
也许有一次这位弟兄他是约翰，他先听见了，然后告诉另外一位弟兄就是彼得。
So we wish it could be this time, one brother could play the role of John, the other one be the Peter, or the vice versa the next time.
也许再下一次正好换过来。另一位弟兄他是像约翰一样，他先听见了，然后他告诉这位弟兄，这位弟兄就好像彼得一样。
Yeah, the next time the role could shift that they just play the different role in a fellowship to get God's words.
但这个都不是最终的目的，最终的目的不是一个人两个人知道，是我们大家可以一起的知道。
The ultimate goal is for the whole crew or the serving group to get the message from the Lord and to know who he is.
所以门徒中没有一个敢问他你是谁，因为知道是主。
So none of them could ask who are you because they all figured it was the Lord.
我想这个就是我们聚在一起的目的。我们寻求交通的时候不一样，我们敬拜的时候我们当然知道主在我们的中间。
So I think this is how we like to do fellowship. When we come together, we know that Lord is among us, with us.
这是我是想交通点，就是敬拜和交通稍微有点差别。就敬拜的时候，我们里面有信心、有把握，我们在一起的敬拜，主在我们中间。
Yeah, I like to share a little bit that worship and a fellowship. There's some difference between both.
我们感谢神，今天听见那么多的祷告，我们心里有这个印证，有这个把握，主在我们当中。
And we praise Lord, we have the confidence insurance that Lord is among us with the prayers we said.
但是常常有一个深深的遗憾，就是我想不是我个人的遗憾，是很多弟兄姊妹的遗憾，就是我们在交通的当中似乎主的同在并不是那么的明显。
But I have to say there could be regret and many of us would have felt the same way that in our fellowship we may not really have felt the presence of the Lord with us.
我希望我没有说夸张的话，如果夸大了请弟兄姊妹纠正我。
I apologize if I exaggerated the fact.
有时候弟兄姊妹会说好像开完会回去好像心里有点更加困惑的。
There were times when we left our fellowship, we went home, we got more confusion or puzzles.
Yeah, 可能是困惑或者说困扰 ,frustration.
Frustration.
但是我觉得说有一个最美的时候，就是我们敬拜如果听见很多的阿们，那是美的。
But the beauty of the fellowship is when we heard a lot of amen from our team, that was beautiful.
如果我们交通的时候，如果能够听见，不说很多，如果我们能够听见是主，那也是美的。
And when we fellowship, if we heard a lot of yes, Lord, that's beautiful as well.
我们都知道有一个最短的祷告。
We all know there's the shortest prayer.
那是一个很著名的，就是彼得所说的，主啊救我。
It's a well-known prayer that Peter said, Lord, help.
因为他要他船沉下去，所以赶紧的这样祷告。
Because his boat was sinking, so he said in such a short time.
这是从里面深处发出来的，所以我们不会忘记。
This prayer from inside him, so we would not forget.
但是其实还有一个最短的交通。
There's also another very short fellowship.
可以说就是两个字，就是约翰，在约翰的身上。 你可以看见一个最短的交通
So two words said by John
是主
Yes, Lord
这是约翰的交通
That was from John
他能够把弟兄们一起带到认出是主的光景里面
He could take all the disciples to the moment to figure that was the Lord
所以我们每一次把船划出去，我们每一次把网撒出去。
So every time we set our boats and cast our nets,
所以在我们心里面是有怎样的期待还是等候?
So in our heart, what kind of hope or expectations we have?
我们不仅期待说，我把左边换成右边就work，就有余了。
We do not only want to have the expectation, I would try left or right, then I would have the fish.
我们盼望说，这个转换。
We hope that there are words from the Lord Himself.
好像我们的主，他不一定每一次向门徒说话都是颁布大使命。
Not really. Every time Lord appeared to us, it was like a big statement.
主向我们说的话，可能是把网撒在船的右边，也可能就是把缸倒满了水。
The words from Lord could be as simple as just to fill the jars or cast your net to the right side of the boat.
基督为神的儿子，他就是这样治理神的家。
So Jesus, the Son of Lord, this is the way He manages the house of the Lord.
教会的治理，它不是个人的意见，也不是众人的意见。
To manage the house is not based on an individual's opinion or a group of people's opinions.
是主。
It is by the Lord.
所以主所行的头一件神迹，在这里就给我们光照。So
the first sign by Jesus gave us the illumination.
但愿我们都能一起来听见主说话。We
hope you could all hear what Lord wanted to say to us.
把缸倒满了水。Just
to fill the jars.
让我们一起有点祷告。Let's
bow and pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你，你是说话的神。
Lord, we thank you. You are the speaking Lord.
主，你知道我们的缺乏，你知道我们的需要。You
know our needs. You know our deficiency.
我们完全的投靠你，我们像玛利亚一样来等候你。We
wait for you just like Mary.
我们盼望能听见你向我们说话。We
hope that we could hear what you want to say to us.
我们盼望神的家中有你的荣耀。We
pray for your glory in the house of the Lord.
但愿你的光照在我们的心中。Shine
your light in our hearts.
但愿我们一起来认识你。And
we want prayer that we know you more.
好像我们都能够认出来是你。And
we can all figure that it was Lord you.
愿你祝福我们每一位弟兄姊妹。Bless
every one of us.
我们不是在白白的倒水。We're
not just filling the jar, but doing the work itself.
你没有离开宴席。You
did not leave the feast.
你仍然要在我们当中。You
are still your presence among us.
你仍然愿意在我们当中显出你的荣耀。You
still with us and to show your glory.
我们感谢赞美你，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。We
praise you and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.